Here's a question U.S. senators are struggling with. Should phone companies be let off the hook if they've allowed the nation's biggest spy agency to tap customers' internet phone calls and emails without a court warrant? The House of Representatives recently said no, but a Senate committee said yes in a bill that would give the companies immunity retroactively. Today, a different Senate committee is taking another look. Civil liberties advocates are lobbying against immunity, and they brought a whistleblower with them to make their case. NPR's David Wellner reports.
When now-retired AT&T technician Mark Klein was transferred to the phone company's central office in San Francisco 4 years ago, he already knew a management-level colleague had been given a clearance by the National Security Agency to install internet equipment in a new secret room. Klein was put in charge of the company's internet operations there, and that's where he saw documents showing that fiber optic splitters were also sending huge amounts of data into the secret room.
An exact copy of all, I underlined all, internet traffic that flowed through critical AT&T cables, emails, documents, pictures, web browsing, voice over internet, phone conversations, everything was being diverted to the equipment inside the secret room every second of every day.
Klein spoke at a Capitol Hill news conference yesterday, flanked by privacy advocates with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He said when he retired from AT&T 3 years ago, he made sure he had evidence of the NSA's data collecting.
I took copies of the documents with me because I thought maybe someday this might be of importance.
That day came in December 2005 when the New York Times revealed the NSA's warrantless wiretapping program. President Bush defended that program the very next day as narrowly limited in its scope.
In the weeks following the terrorist attacks on our nation, I authorized the National Security Agency, consistent with U.S. law and the Constitution, to intercept the international communications of people with known links to Al-Qaeda and related terrorist organizations.
When Klein heard the president make that claim, he decided to become a whistleblower. He shared the documents he'd collected with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Last year, that group brought a class action lawsuit against AT&T on behalf of its customers, charging the phone company with illegally facilitating spying on them. EFF attorney Kevin Bankston says AT&T and other phone companies knew better, since they'd actually helped write the federal statutes on providing data to federal spy agencies.
It's unbelievable and shameful that they could now argue that they didn't know that these statutes prohibited them from spying on their customers without court orders and based on the president's say-so. That claim is all the more shocking when we know that at least one of the phone companies, Quest, did the right thing and said no when the White House asked it to break the law.
AT&T and the Bush administration moved in court to dismiss the class action lawsuit, saying the companies were simply complying with government orders during a time of national emergency. But a federal district judge declined, saying AT&T could not reasonably believe that the alleged domestic dragnet was legal. That ruling is now being appealed. Back in Congress, the Senate Intelligence Committee did provide immunity for phone companies in legislation setting new rules for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle fears the Judiciary Committee he sits on will today move in the opposite direction.
Not to provide liability protection for those companies that fulfill their patriotic duty and do what the government asks, not to permit the kind of intelligence collection abroad that we need.
If the Judiciary Committee does indeed strip immunity for the phone companies from the FISA legislation, the full Senate will have two choices. It could adopt that position and risk a threatened presidential veto, or it could give amnesty to the phone companies. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.